Welcome to your five for the day. How would you feel if your bins were not emptied and rubbish was lying in the street? Well, in parts of the country, that's the way it is at the moment. Some refuse workers and street cleaners are on strike, probably for very good reasons as far as they are concerned. But it does expose us all to potential health hazards. Recently, a very good friend of mine was off to Northern Ireland for a short stay. His planned route of travel took him through Liverpool John Lennon Airport. He happened to read on the internet a few days before his date of departure that some baggage handlers were on strike. On arrival at the airport, expecting long delays, he was delighted to find out that the strike did not affect his flight. It did, however, inconvenience many people and will cost the travelling public in the long run, as employees are to be shipped in from Dublin and other places to do the strikers' jobs. In the UK, we have not been affected by people striking for quite a long time. I remember the miners' strikes, the fuel protests, and many other types of strikes. Imagine if the world stopped spinning on its axis. The consequences would be cataclysmic. Ever thought why the sun shines every day and the moon is always there when daytime ends? Thankfully, they do not ever go on strike. You may not agree with this view, but I believe it's not because of Mother Nature, but because of God the Father. The Bible teaches that God, through the Lord Jesus, upholds all things by his spoken and powerful word. If, as the old song says, God holds the whole world in his hands, it would be worth considering letting him keep us safe as far as our eternal destiny is concerned. To those who trust him, he says, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. It is undoubtedly the safest option to be in the hands of God. After all, he has a long track record of safe handling. Jesus' disciple Peter experienced that for himself when he got out of the storm-tossed boat he was in and walked to Jesus on the water. Sadly, Peter took his eyes off the Lord Jesus and, beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me! Jesus' response was instant. He reached out his hand and caught and held him. In our sinking moments, this is just what God wants to do for us. We can reach out to God and take hold of his hand. He is ready to take us by the hand, and he is ready to take hold of us. We may feel abandoned, but in the critical moment, when we call, his hand will be within reach. His timing is always impeccable. God's hand can be our helping hand for life. God's hand is open. It is not closed. The psalmist tells us that God's hand is open to satisfy every living thing with favour, because it is filled with good things. So today, put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the waters. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Then, just like Peter, when you cry out to him, Lord, save me, you will hear him say, Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my right hand.